It's time for our weekly look at some of the big stories from the world of sports. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up in the world at play, a boxing grudge match that could boil over, significant change and a stack of new rules ready to hit the golf course, and the trade deadline in the NHL sees a few very interesting moves. We'll start this week, though, with rugby union and what turned into an intriguing weekend in the Six Nations. Scotland put to bed a 10-year wait for a victory over Wales as they ran out 29-13 winners. Ireland got the result they needed against France, winning by 19 points to 9. But the big talking points was, well, an interesting tactic used by Italy as they took on an England team looking to extend their winning streak. The Azzurri took the unusual step of refusing to engage in rooks and therefore not setting a traditional offside line. This led to players standing in positions that nobody in the field had ever seen before. As a consequence of that, Italy led the reigning champions 10-5 at half-time. But England finally adapted and took the win that everybody expected, coming out eventual 36-15 winners. Fans of ice hockey have been glued to their news feeds this week as the trade deadline came and passed in the NHL. Some of the more significant moves as the NHL regular season moves towards the final month include Kevin Shattenkirk moving from the St. Louis Blues to the Washington Capitals. Shattenkirk has been consistently ahead of the league averages as an offensive D-man throughout the season. Thomas Vanek moves from the Red Wings to the Sunshine in Florida to play for the Panthers. Vanek, despite being an NHL veteran, still has plenty of magic at the end of his stick. And Vanek's former Detroit teammate Steve Ott heads north to the Montreal Canadiens and will bring much-needed experience to the Habs. David Haye and Tony Bellew have been told off by British boxing chiefs after extremely disappointing comments before Saturday's heavyweight bouts. The British Boxing Border Control acted after a news conference this week where Haye insulted fans and gave some rather graphic descriptions of how he was going to hurt Bellew. The two will square up for the long-awaited grudge match this Saturday at London's O2 Arena. The IAAF president, Lord Sebastian Coe, says that Russian authorities have grasped the enormity of the challenge as they tackle doping in the country. The World Anti-Doping Agency says it's been encouraged by Russian President Vladimir Putin's admissions that his country's own system didn't work. Coe admitted there's a real possibility of Russia being reinstated to international athletics in November after the World Championships take place in London. Proposals have been unveiled for the biggest shake-up of the rules of golf in a generation. The Royal and Ancient and the United States Golf Association want to make golf quicker and played under more simple, consistent and fair rules. Their ideas have been made public for a period of consultation and are scheduled to be implemented from 2019. Now, amongst the changes under consideration are plans to relax protocols for taking free or penalty drops, with the ball dropped from only an inch above the ground rather than from shoulder height, to allow putting on the green with the flag stick left in the hole, to allow players to repair spike marks and animal damages on the green, to automatically allow the use of distance measuring devices, and to ban caddies from lining up players as they prepare to hit. So, what have we got to look forward to over the next week? Well, the 2017 Baseball World Classic gets underway on March the 9th. It's the fourth edition of the tournament, with 16 teams participating this time around. Two of them making their first appearance in the form of Colombia and Israel. The Dominican Republic are the defending champions from the last time the tournament was held in 2013. And taking part this time around, teams from Canada, China, Cuba, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Puerto Rico, South Korea, the United States, Venezuela, Australia, Mexico, Colombia, and Israel. In cricket, the first one-day international takes place between the West Indies and England. One-day internationals also between South Africa and New Zealand, Ireland and the United Arab Emirates, plus the start of the Test series between India and Australia. In football this weekend, plenty of big fixtures for the neutrals to pick out. And our pick of the bunch in the English Premier League sees Liverpool take on Arsenal. League leaders Chelsea, they don't play until Monday when they take on West Ham. Bayern Munich will be looking to stretch their current 5-point lead at the top of the Bundesliga in Germany, with RB Leipzig not playing this weekend. Bayern, they take on Cologne. Barcelona back on top in Spain's La Liga, but a tough test awaits them this weekend as they play Celta Vigo. And finally, it's second versus third in Italy as Roma take on Napoli. Now, as always, whoever your team and whatever your sports, we wish them the very best of luck this weekend. This is Lee Middleton, and I'll be back with you same time in the same place next week with more from the World at Play.